When this life of trials tests my faith, I set my hope on Jesus. When the questions come and doubts remain, I set my hope on Jesus. For the darkness mourns, the time will heal. There's a joy that runs still deeper. There's a truth that's more than all I feel. I set my hope on Jesus. I set my hope on Jesus.
All right, we're going to come back on air and get some phone numbers out. We are thankful for you praying with us as we had a battery pack trying to melt down on us here at the station. Thank God we've had no fires. The fire truck went past our radio station instead of stopping in here. So, amen. And we have calls out to some of our people who can help us get things repaired. And so we're just believing that the Lord is going to help us. He always does. Amen. All right. We started with a $10,000 donation coming in from Elsie this morning, and we thank God for that. We have a prayer request coming from David to pray for Anne Marie. Pray for her health, upper respiratory issues. So we're going to lift that up in prayer. We have a donation coming in from Kimberly in Stewart. Thank you, Kimberly, for that call this morning, a $100 donation. That's a first-time giver. God bless you, Kimberly. Thanks so much for calling. Don't know how long you have been listening, but we are so glad that you called us and you are a partner with us this morning. Elena, we have a donation coming in from Wellington. Boy, Wellington is on the move. We're having a lot of activity.
Well, they heard your story.
They heard my story from Wellington. Well, it was, amen, amen. All right, so Elena from Wellington, $50 donation this morning. Thank you so very, very much for bringing that in. All this is going to be part of the matching funds. You all are joining along with, what do we have? Two donations. Yes, two donations. Mm. So we have a contribution of $50 this morning, and then we have a monthly contribution of $10 and a note. Really appreciates our station, has been listening a long time. Elena, God bless you from Wellington. Thank you so much for your partnership with us. And Karen, would you lift this request up in prayer? And again, thank you, Elsie, for making available that donation of $10,000. We are looking to match every one of those dollars today by the grace of God. Will you agree with us, Karen? Lead us.
Amen. Yes, Father God, we just lift up Anne Marie to you now. Mm. Father, we know that you are the healer. You're the ultimate healer. So we just speak healing to Anne Marie's lungs in the name of Jesus. Father God, ask that the breath of life move in and through her lungs, Lord God. Father, that you would touch her today, Lord, that you would, that we just command any inflammation in the lungs to shrivel up and dry up and dissipate and leave the lungs in the name of Jesus. Father, let your peace and your healing and your fresh breath of God flow through her lungs today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Anne Marie, David, they're such great supporters of the station.
Truly.
And we really appreciate them. We know God really moving in their lives, and they have a great testimony.
Yeah.
And I know Anne Marie calls. She calls your program.
Very faithful listeners. Yes. You know, the radio station means a lot to them. And, you mean a lot to us. It's a type of, listener that we have so many of out there.
Right.
We're hearing from some of them now during prayer and share, but. The other message you can gain today is that, you can call us for prayer.
That's right.
And during prayer and share, if you have a prayer need and God puts it on your heart to call us, you don't have to match that up with a gift,
right?
A money gift. If God's given you that too, that's fine. But we're here to minister. And this is one way we do.
We'll pray for free.
We'll pray for free, yeah. Yeah, so don't hesitate. And beyond prayer and share, we get calls all the time.
Right.
People that need prayer.
Oh, yeah.
And if, we're here, someone's usually here Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
That's right.
Then if you leave a voicemail, we will call you back. So don't hesitate.
Right. Well, speaking of prayer, Joyce had called a couple of weeks ago and left a voicemail. And she is one of our longtime supporters. And she said that her nephew passed away and her brother passed away, within a short period of time, and that she herself was, just really under the weather and not feeling well. So I just want to lift that.